Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
21229.
Okay, first and last name on the account.
Michelle Mitchell.
And you said that zip code was 21229?
Yes.
Okay, will it be under a different name or a zip code?
No, I just was on the phone with a young lady and everything went straight on through. We got disconnected, that's why I'm calling back.
Okay, because I'm not pulling up anything for you.
For 21229?
21229, yes, ma'am.
And you don't see a Michelle Mitchell?
No, ma'am. Do you have your order ID number?
Maybe that's what's on my credit card number. No, I think that's your phone number. I think that's your phone number.
Okay,
well, here's a reference number. Would that help you?
No, ma'am.
Because I was just talking to the young lady because I just found out that Extreme Boost has been charging my credit card since November, and then it's saying something about a product that I don't have, and I didn't sign up for no prescription for anything. And we got as far as she was refunding me 35%, but she was transferring me over to talk to someone else to talk about getting the rest of my money back on my card. And that's where we got disconnected when she went to transfer me over.
Okay. Do you have the first six and last four of the car that was charged?
Yes. The first six is 517800, and you want the last four?
Correct.
1573. And she gave me a cancellation number.
Okay, one moment. Okay, verify your shipping address for security of the account.
131 North Culver Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229.
Okay, thank you for that. I have located an account for you for the foot massager. Does look like your account has already been canceled.
Right. She just did.
Give me one moment. Okay, yeah, it looks like your account's already been canceled, and it looks like you were refunded $19.93. How can I help you?
Jesus, wait, hold up. you said I was refunded $19.93.
That's a 35% refund.
Oh, no. My credit card has been charged $299.82. He says it's been charged since November.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't for all of the charges. That was just for the March 10th charge of $56.95, ma'am.
Oh, see, well, I don't even think about the charge, period. That's my reason for calling. I didn't call you guys.
So you didn't call just a few minutes ago?
I just called just a few minutes ago. We got disconnected.
Okay.
The young lady I was talking to. And I told her, I asked her, what were you? And she told me, she explained the name of the company that you are. And I asked her, what was this charge being charged on my card? And she asked me the same information you just asked me. And I told her, I don't need a foot massage. I have two already. I didn't need a third one.
Okay.
And I never received anything. And I didn't call for it.
Okay.
I didn't ask for no prescription.
Excuse me, ma'am. The foot massager, this charge that you're speaking of, the $56.95, that wasn't for the foot massager. The foot massager, you just pay the shipping and handling, and the product is free. There is no more charges for the foot massager. What you're being charged for is the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, where when you order the foot massager, you're automatically enrolled into it. They give you 48 hours to call in to cancel. If not, then you're billed each month for the membership. Not the foot massager. The foot massager is a one-time deal. You pay the shipping and handling. The product is yours for free.
Okay, I don't have a foot massager. And
okay.
No one lives here but me, so I will be the only one getting the mail and any shipments that come here.
Okay, I understand that, ma'am. That we could more than happy get the foot massager reshipped out. But the foot massager and the Factory Direct Savings Store are two different things, ma'am. The foot massager has nothing to do with the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Those
okay,
are two different things.
On my credit card, the membership.
Correct. That's what you're being billed for, the membership.
Okay. I didn't sign up for a membership.
Okay. So basically, you're saying that you never placed this order on November the 2nd, correct?
No.
And that the account was fraudulently created, correct?
Yes, it is, and I'm going to call
okay.
my credit card
this morning. Okay, so you've already disputed those charges with your credit card company?
No, I just found this out. I'm just paying my bill, and I was
okay.
wondering why it was not going down.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is get your account sent over to our fraud department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. One moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Go ahead.
Okay. So who do I talk to about these charges?
You will speak to the fraud department.
Okay.
One moment.
Thank you.
Still here, one moment.
Okay.
still here. One moment. Okay, I have your call ready to transfer over to our fraud department. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
All right, you also.